News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, celebrating the beautiful weather that we're having today and celebrating a group that makes a huge difference for our community. Visit Pensacola. So happy to have Nicole Stacy here with me this morning. And Nicole is the VP of Destination Development. Did I get that one right?
Got it right.
And she is out and about. I get tired looking at your Facebook page.
I'm tired too.
Because this woman is out and about promoting Pensacola, is so involved in our community, which I love to see. And we're so in sync in our beliefs about supporting local businesses downtown, supporting the small businesses. And you do a great job of that, because a big part of what you do then is getting out the word about how great Pensacola is to the region.
Yeah, I mean, and thank you for that. It's a very nice compliment. It takes a team for sure. But we're just, you know, we love to tell why Pensacola is special. We love to go around the world and tell people why they should visit. We love being able to add to the storyline by including businesses, right? So if you're a partner with Visit Pensacola, you're a part of our story. And I tell people all the time, I personally live, eat, breathe, work. I could talk about Pensacola in my sleep. Sometimes I probably do.
Right.
But it's the businesses that help us really carry on that message. And when we can go away and say, we've got these local breweries, we've got these coffee shops, we have some fabulous chefs, and they add to the scene of not only beautiful beaches, but an awesome downtown. It really adds to the story of why people are like, you know what? I want to go to Pensacola.
Oh, yeah. And with so many right now, it's within driving distance, and that's really a key market for us.
It really is, and it's a beautiful time of year. I mean, we played that song specifically because it felt like winter hit us in the face the last couple of days. And today it's beautiful outside, but it's the best time of year for events, for arts, for culture, to really experience things other than just the beaches. But those beaches, I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of our local photographer and videographer's pictures this week, but the most incredible, clear, crystal clear. It's beautiful out there.
It looks better than the Caribbean, I'm telling you.
Better.
I mean, white sand, but the crystal clear water, because we didn't have any storms.
Right.
It is just remarkable. But you're right, because I was thinking this past week, and I was talking to some family that live up in Atlanta, and they were saying, well, there's football, but that's about it. I said, oh, well, I went to the Greek Festival, the Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the Symphony. There was so much happening this weekend. It was hard to keep up with everything.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I forgot that, well, you know, I'm a Florida fan, so don't hold it against me.
It's okay.
But I, like, almost forgot they were playing last Saturday because of all the events.
I know.
I mean, people are going to be like, that's because they're not doing that well this year.
Oh, that's not
fair.
That's
not nice. I don't make fun of you and your teams. But someone texts me, they're a Kentucky fan, and they were like, good thing we didn't watch the game together. And in my brain, I was like, oh my God, we had a football game today.
Well, see, I'm a little more extreme than you. So I did go to the Georgia game
party. You are, but
I snuck that in between the symphony and the festival.
So many great things happening. Fufu Festival has wrapped up.
What an amazing job they did this year. I have to say, every year it gets, because you're on that committee, and every year it gets, well, you're the co-chair, aren't you?
I'm the curator of the festival.
Yeah, it was, every year it's gotten better and better. And I was around back 12 years ago when it was just an idea.
Yeah.
And they were trying to come up with a name. And I love now, it's How Do You Foo? I mean, they've had so much fun with the name of it, but it really has been so diverse, and you've been able to give money to groups that might not ordinarily be able to do a particular event or program. I had the opportunity to go to Penn Arts and to see The Luck.
Did you like it?
Yes, and they brought in these guys from Nashville, the Lovin' Brothers, and they came in, and it was an original musical play done here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for the grant money that comes from Fufu Festival.
And every year, in arts, I mean, shout out to them. Every year we have a particular committee member that's like hands down best event in the festival.
Yeah, it's
they
so
just,
good.
And it's someone that doesn't typically go to shows, that's not in their realm of like events on a regular basis. And every year they say, best one.
Well, it's amazing because you give an opportunities to some of the standard, our home groups here, the Pensacola Symphony, the Pensacola Opera, the Little Theater, but they get to do something out of the box, which is exciting for them and uplifts their programs as well. And then the art installations downtown. So much fun.
So much fun. And that's going to stay up. You know, I was talking to Walker and he said, as long as we can keep it up and as long as it stays in good shape.
Really?
We want it to be, I mean, and it's the same thing we did with like the umbrellas and the bubbles, is As long as they stay and look good. Now, once the weather takes a toll on them, we'll have to take them down. But, you know, that artist, he reached out to, I think it was directly to Walker, and he was like, you guys are going to make me go viral. Like, the attention that the posts are getting on social media. Like, he was thrilled.
Yeah.
He was so happy.
I love that. And I do like the fact that you have initiated for the week, the 12 Days of Foo Foo Festival, but now some of them are extending. I know Pensacola State College has an art exhibit that they're extending through December 5th.
The Wandering with Purpose.
Yes.
That's going to be incredible that you can go out and see.
You can
see
still
and,
go.
You know, and then all of our Friends of Foo events that took place, and then... Gosh, the opera crushed it.
Yes.
Rock the Runway was so much fun.
Yes.
Night Moves. They had Dashboard Confessionals. We were all in here with you. I did realize that I didn't know as many songs as I thought I would.
I know.
But it was so much fun, and they did an incredible job. And just the way they can take the amphitheater behind Maritime Park and like just change it into something different. It's great to see different types of residents and visitors and everyone alike being out there just having a good time.
Well, we're not the typical beach town.
No.
I mean, and I think sometimes people think Pensacola Beach and they just think, oh, it's a beach town. No. Pensacola has this rich history and we have such great cultural organizations. But we also have, Ice Flyers, Pensacola Ice Flyers. We have the Pensacola Wahoos. We have baseball. I mean, we have so many things. So you have, in a way, I know it's not easy, but kind of an easy sell, kind of an easy job to let people know what we have.
I mean, I always say it's the community and the people that make Pensacola what it is. And they're also the ones that help me make my job a little bit easier when I get to go talk about it. I mean, hosting the SEC soccer, that was huge for us. Sun Belt will be coming.
By the way,
we have tickets on sale. They're coming. So if you want floor seats or if you want really nice seats on the court, you can buy them now. You can purchase them at the box office so you don't have to pay the fees.
There you go.
We're trying every which way we can to help save a penny where we can.
Well, they're coming back because
you got to save your pennies because the last one was just made, is so weird.
I feel sad. I just feel sad about that.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm like, no more pennies?
I don't like it. I don't know. I just, just feel something that just bothered me this morning when I heard that. I was like,
strange.
Yeah, very strange.
But you know, Foo Foo being over, quote unquote, we're moving on into the other festivals. So like Pensacola Egg Fest, that's going to be this weekend, Frank Brown Songwriters Festival, and they do an incredible job, and they have artists that come from all over, and that really, I mean, shout out to Perdido Key and the Floribama and the effort they make.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really well done, and then we've got the Snowball Derby, so again, the three things I just mentioned are the most different events that a person could go to. So when people are
songwriters to car racing.
Yeah, and they were like, there's nothing to do. I'm like,
I should clarify, the Snowball Derby is not necessarily roller derby, and we do have roller derby in this town, by the way.
Well.
But this is a race. This has been a tradition for a long time.
Snowball Derby, I mean, they sell out every year.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I naively did not realize how huge it was until I experienced it, and I thought, oh, my gosh. It gets you out and about throughout all of Escambia County, which is also our goal. I mean, Eggfest will be out at the Haji Shrine, I believe. And then Frank Brown is kind of all Perdido Key, but then downtown as well, Snowball Derby, that's out on Five Flags Speedway. So you can really get out and about. UWF is crushing it in football.
They're undefeated
in their back. So if you want to go check out the stadium.
And you're a UWF alumni, aren't you?
Double alumni.
Girl.
They'll just keep me there forever.
We're talking with Nicole Stacy. She is the VP of Destination Development for Visit Pensacola. If you have a question for 850-437-1620, maybe we could take a moment here to talk about Visit Pensacola in case somebody's listening. They go, well, what is that exactly? And then some of the upcoming events.
Sure. So Visit Pensacola is the destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County. So Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, even Century. And our job is to do the marketing for our area, to invite visitors to come and experience Pensacola, whether it's their first time, their 10th time, or their 100th time. Our job is to bring people here to spend money, stay in your hotels, go to your restaurants, go shopping in your boutiques, and really get a flavor for who we are as a community. And so we do that by doing domestic and international marketing. We have a really strong partnership with Showcase Pensacola, and they help us. Our sales team is a dedicated team that's bringing in groups and reunions and military reunions. Again, all of these different areas that then add back into the TDT collections, which is the
tourist development tax.
Yes,
we were joking about acronyms this morning.
Yes, there's so many. And you know, and a part of that money then is given back to us as an organization to do strictly what we do best, which is marketing the area.
Well, but your job in particular, you have a lot of travel involved because you typically are taking the word about Pensacola or Pensacola all over the world, actually.
Yeah. So we, myself and a few others on the team, it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. And we all work really well together, but everyone plays a part in it, whether they're on the plane or they're in the office, like they play a part in our story. And so we attend travel and adventure shows, which are like consumer boat shows. Think of that.
Right.
It's the best way I can put it. But it's for destinations to set up booths. Consumers buy tickets. They come in. They want to learn more. So we partner and have Pensacola booths. Myself and others on the team really have a concerted public relations effort. So that's where our backgrounds really are strong. And so we'll go meet with media all over the world to tell them why they should come visit or why they should write a story. Or if they're looking for certain angles, we say, let us tell you more. We always are saying that. Like we made the Today Show.
I was just getting ready to say, don't you have a recent?
Just
I mean,
really
this is pretty
exciting.
Cool. What
Jenna
happened
and,
now?
Jenna and friends shared Pensacola as a top travel destination during the Twixmas area. So if you want to travel at the end of the holidays, Pensacola is a big, great destination. And so we got, I would say more than 30 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, which is a long time on TV.
Absolutely, especially national television like that.
A great B-roll, you know, and that is strictly from public relations. That is from us seeing a lead come down from a media server and say, we're looking for destinations that can fulfill X, Y, and Z on the storyline. We pitch it. We say, this is how we fulfill that X, Y, and Z. We send in assets, which if you know, we've got some of the best assets to sell.
Right.
The beaches being one of them.
Right.
And they picked it up. So it was Pensacola, then there was Toronto. So it was like big destinations.
Is that online?
Incredible.
Maybe we could look at it somewhere. How can I see that?
We'll put it on our website. So we'll put it on our As Seen on TV.
Because that just happened, right?
It just happened on Friday.
Yes,
so
that's so cool.
Huge. And we didn't pay for that, which is the beauty of public relations. It's all about relationships. It's all about storytelling. And a writer, whether they visited here, we do bring them here to visit because that's how it's just like a site visit.
Right.
Got to bring them in.
Right.
To get them to tell the story. But for this one, we just wrote a phenomenal pitch and they picked it up and they were like, yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's
total
just wonderful.
Team effort. And I'm so proud of the people I get to work with every day.
And it's great for us because that is, to me, it's one of the best times of year, that between time, the holidays, because we still have beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
I mean, we may have just had our winter this week.
Yes.
You never know.
Gosh, I hope so.
Well, I mean, we're almost done. Hurricane
season. I like it to be like this.
We didn't have a storm, which I don't think I've ever lived here where we didn't have a storm.
Yeah.
That's
knock on wood.
It all works. Works for me. We're talking with Nicole Stacy. She is with Visit Pensacola. So if you've got a question for Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. And one of the things, too, that Visit Pensacola does such a good job. Not only do you partner with individual businesses and organizations, but you all also partner and support events. So just right top of mind, for example, the recent Halloween event that was on the Pensacola.
Beach-a-ween
and things like that. So talk a bit about what's coming up in the next month or two, plus 2026, what can you look forward to?
Yeah, so visitpensacola.com is a great resource. I'm really proud of our website. We work really hard.
You have the best calendar, events calendar. I'm just saying, I refer to your calendar all time. And if you're looking for what's happening today, because you have not just the big events too, but also a lot of the restaurants or bars that have certain acts coming in or party, they all have all their calendars too.
Yeah, it's a great way. And now we have an added feature on there that you can start saving and pinning things. So as you are loving them like you do on Pinterest, you can kind of start building out an itinerary.
Oh, that's great.
For your family or for your friends or for yourself. Our event calendar is very robust, and it's all of Escambia County. But what I was going to say is if you have an event, it's a free marketing platform for you. So if you've got an event and you want to add it to our calendar, you're more than welcome to. Like,
so there's
we only know what we know. Mm-hmm. And obviously we know our signature events. We know different events that we partner with. But to your point, if you've got a fun band coming in, or if you're going to do a special themed happy hour, or if you've got an art installation you want to tell people about, put it on our calendar because that's where we pull for our newsletters that we send out to 100,000 people monthly. It's where we do our partner newsletter. So that's where we send it to all of our visit Pensacola Partners, and that might be a hotel salesperson or, you know.
Who might pick up on it.
Yeah, and tell their guest. And so we really use that. And then we use that to pull for all of our social media posts.
Right.
So if you're on our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn, we're on every channel. You can't miss us. And we've got corporate channels and we have consumer channels. Mm-hmm. But that really is where the team draws all the information to share, because we don't want to get it wrong.
Right.
We want it to be accurate.
No, it's very current. And I, like I said, I found it to be an incredible tool. I use it all the time, almost daily, to see what's going
on. Thank you.
No, I really mean that.
And we've got an app, so it's really easy. It can be in the palm of your hand. The website is pretty mobile friendly.
Right.
But, you know, there's no way you can tell me I can't find something or I don't know how, because we will help you. We have answers.
Well, the other thing that you have, because the theme for Visit Pensacola is the Way to Beach.
Yes.
And you have the Way to Beach Visitor's Guide.
Yes.
That you publish. And every year it's very well done.
Thank
and you can
you.
Get a hard copy at any of the visitor centers. But you also have an online digital copy as well.
We do. So if you would love to check out our Insider Guide, that's written stories by locals.
Mm-hmm.
We do not write the stories. We have locals write what they love most about their way to beach. It is separated out into neighborhoods, so it can be the beach, or it can be North Pensacola or Perdido Key. But we ask someone else to do the writing because we live this.
Right.
It's our job to
right.
talk about it. But if I can talk to a local and really feel the passion behind their eyes and their experience, that's what people want. They want the authenticity. So we work really hard to include, you know, what's your favorite food, and what's your festive way to beach, and what's your Perdido Key way to beach, and what's your Pensacola Beach way to beach, and
That's right.
do you get the best oysters? And it really does tell a story, but you can download it online, or you can come pick one up. You can even order one if you want. We'll mail them. We are accessible and transparent, and we want to help.
There you go. And you also facilitate the visitor centers, the two, and well, the one in Pensacola, and then the one at Perdido Key.
Yeah, so we've got three visitor centers in Pensacola. Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, and then the one right at the foot of the bridge, which is a great parking lot if you want to walk the bridge,
which
is beautiful right now.
Yep.
And public bathrooms, so I'll just say that. So come in and see all the great stuff we have. But Pensacola Beach is ran by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Jessica and her team do a great job.
Yes, they do.
But the one at the foot of the bridge and the one in Perdido Key is run by Visit Pensacola. But we try to all work together.
I was going to say, there's a strong partnership,
you'd
obviously,
never know,
with Pensacola Beach.
Really,
yeah.
with the information, because we want to make sure that if you're looking for something, everyone that's working those front desks can help you.
Absolutely. So what's coming now? What are we going to look forward to here in this area?
Oh, I'm just excited for more of the events. Obviously, the Christmas parade is coming.
Yes.
December 13th.
Yes.
It's my grandma's birthday.
Is it?
It's also Taylor Swift's birthday.
Your grandma and Taylor Swift have the same birthday?
I mean, I think it was meant to be, Meg.
As you may or may not know, on a side note.
I'm sure they all know. They're like, of course she did a plug.
Nicole is a Swiftie in a big way. So,
But the Christmas parade, it's one of my favorite, because that is the parade that a lot of the crews can bring their kids.
And you just happen
it's
to be in a
so
crew,
much
don't
fun.
You?
I happen to be in a crew.
What crew is that again?
The crew of Hip Huggers. So we will all be out there. They'll have all of their little kids with them. Mm-hmm. It's really fun to watch these kids. I will say, just watch out, because they don't have experience in throwing beads.
Right.
But it'll be essentially one of the last parades until Palafox is finished.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, and talk about that a little bit too.
You know, we're excited. We think change is good and positive, and we support the city. But the big thing that we're all going to work for is, how do we support the businesses?
That's right.
These are our partners. We know that there will be challenges, but I love being a part of a community where they say, okay, yes, there will be challenges. There could be some unknowns, but we're going to figure it out. And I feel really strongly that that's what's happening, is we're going to figure it out. So we've been in conversations with the city and with Friends of Downtown for messaging purposes, because we all want to be aligned.
Right.
You know, there's got to be a driver, but then let us help. Let us help the businesses. Let us help with the messaging, so our visitors know they can still go and experience downtown from a culinary perspective. I mean, that's some of my favorite restaurants are
it's
on
right
that
there.
Street.
Yeah.
So we'll be visiting. And you and I were talking about it earlier. if we can get through the pandemic, mm-hmm. if we can get through a bridge outing.
And hurricanes
and flooding, mm-hmm. we can get through this together. And yes. that's what's so special about Pensacola is we will get through this together.
No question about it. And so that's why I told Nicole, I said, well, I've been kind of obnoxious this week because I've really been hammering, please shop local.
Yeah.
Support our local businesses. And especially now, just kind of think out of the box and you might think, oh, I could do that. But they're doing construction, so I'm not. No. Please go. Please make that extra effort
Absolutely.
To support them, especially right now, because they need our support as we go through the change.
They do. And, you know, they're running their holiday haul right now. Mm-hmm. They've got the markets going strong right now. It's a great way to get prepared for the holidays. And we all know times are tough right now.
Yes.
So it's one of those things that if you can get down there and experience it, do. There's a lot of free things you can do. The mm-hmm. holiday cube is up. So
yeah.
if you need a spot for family photos.
What is that?
That's the Visit Pensacola Holiday
Cube. See, you gotta talk about
cube.
That. What is that?
So you can, it's set up at the History Museum right next to the Christmas tree.
Okay.
On both sides.
And where's the Christmas tree in case somebody doesn't know?
Right out in front of the Pensacola History Museum.
Okay.
So you can go down there. Two awesome photo ops for the holidays. And we took a chance. We made a holiday cube a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Each side is in reference to one of our neighborhoods. So there's a Perdido Key side, a mm-hmm. Pensacola Beach side, and then a Pensacola side. And then there's just a general Merry Christmas message, Happy Holidays.
Very nice.
And
what is the thing? I'm drawing a blank. There's a whole thing going on right now for Christmas time with the trolleys and the downtown events.
Winterfest.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of the name. Winterfest
yes,
is going
so
on.
Yes, so Winterfest is going on. And that really is a huge umbrella of things. So it's Santa visits, it's elf parade, it's different tours you can take. Mm-hmm. The Christmas tree is there and the lights are on. It's
yeah,
just beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So even if you're like, you know what, right now my budget, I can't do dinner and the whole family and all that, I totally understand. We have a deals page on visitpensacola.com.
You do?
We
oh.
do. So you can go and see, like, what are the nightly specials? Mm-hmm. Are there restaurants that are offering discounts? Are there?
Oh, that's great.
And if you're a business owner, you can fill out a deal mm-hmm. and put it on our website. We want to know.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't I'm spending too much time on the calendar, apparently.
Okay. It's okay.
That's great.
Because we'll have deals for the winter escape card is happening right now. So
talk
if you're
about
visiting
that.
Or if you have guests that are visiting, they can mm-hmm. sign up online.
What is that?
It's a variety of different discounts. It'll run November 1st till early March, I believe. And so we've asked businesses within Escambia County and partners, give us a deal. Is it a cocktail? Is it buy three nights, get one night free? Is it an appetizer? You know, whatever it is. No mm-hmm. deal is too small. And it's just a way to invite people to get out in the community and go and enjoy, but maybe save a dollar or two while they're out there.
That's great. All these different opportunities. So you can find all this information on your website.
Yes. Visitpensacola.com. You can follow along with us on all social media, or you can just give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Come into the visitor center.
Yeah.
We've got lots of information.
Well, and what's fun about that is a lot of the visitor centers, in all three, have volunteers that live in the area. And at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, we call them the ambassadors.
Yes.
And they truly are, because like you said, they'll take it and say, oh, try this restaurant. But they'll tell you what the best
oh,
dish
yeah.
is.
You'll
get that inside scoop.
We tell our ambassadors, like, we have no favorites here. And they're like, but we do, Nicole. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, I just got a text from one of our listeners. Hey, Meg, what's the website again for the deals?
Oh, it's visitpensacola.com, and it should be /deals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to just go to our website, and you can go down, and you can do plan your trip, I believe is where it's at. Now they're putting me on the spot, so I hope I get it right.
This is our research department in action here.
And on our plan your trip, it has travel deals.
Okay, so plan your trip and then travel deals.
And you will see all the deals we've got going on. Yeah, we've got different restaurants. We've got Sunbelt. Atlas is on there.
Excellent.
Coastal Cat Cafe.
Excellent.
All the things.
Okay. So you can find out what's coming up, what's happening. That's why I love the events calendar so much. But just kudos to y'all because really
thank you.
It makes such a difference. And it's those TDD dollars that drive other events like Foo Foo Fest and help all of our organizations for the fireworks and everything.
We just want to give back. And so when the visitors come and experience us, we can give back to our community. And that's what it's all about. So visit Pensacola.com.
There you go. Thank you so
I'll
much.
See you soon.
Nicole Stacy, busiest girl in the world. I see her everywhere. But we appreciate so much what you do and all the team at Visit Pensacola.